Welcome to DYK, sharing reputable ataxia information in short, simple, digestible servings, helping the world become acquainted with ataxia, with your host, Dana Mora.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Did You Know podcast. I'm here for the 61st Annual Ataxia Conference in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My special guest today is Harry Orr, PhD. Harry, I understand that you were responsible for finding the first ataxia gene, which was named SCA1. Is that true?
Yes, sort of true. Our group collaborated with the group of Huda Zoghbi at Baylor, and the joint effort between our two research groups is what led to the discovery of the SCA1 gene and the cause of the disease and that type of ataxia.
That's really incredible. How long had you been working in the research field before that happened, before you had that discovery?
Well, I actually joined the ataxia research field about 3 or 4 years before we found the gene.
Yep.
But, I've been working on other areas of neuroscience and immunology for maybe 6 or 7 years before that.
Okay. So. And collectively, how long have you been working on ataxia, researching ataxia?
Well, according to Huda's talk this morning at the research meeting, this is our 30th anniversary of our collaboration.
Wow.
And 25th anniversary of discovering the gene.
Wow.
And so, kind of like what I like to say, in every male-female relationship, it's the female that keeps track of the dates.
She's keeping track of the dates, too.
So she tells, I always get these emails, happy anniversary.
That's great, but it's a big deal, and it is like having an anniversary.
It is, exactly. It's an important aspect of my life that I'm very proud of.
That's awesome. Yeah, you should be very
both
proud
both the collaboration and the research
and
that
the
we've
research,
done.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So you're here at this conference because you are working on some new things. Do you want to just touch on some of those things that you're working on now?
You've kind of touched upon a very exciting time for ataxia research in general and for the work that we're doing on SCA1. Mm-hmm. We're coming up real close on several of the ataxias to developing what we think will be effective drug treatments, which will move into the clinical trials for treating the disease. So I'm here to learn to interact with other people who are working on the other ataxias and at the same point in their research. We want it to go as smooth as possibly and as quick as possible as we move towards the first clinical trial.
That's awesome. And so that's in the near future?
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe 3 years for us.
Okay. That's in the near future in science.
I'm at a point where I got to start thinking about when I'm going to retire, and this is going to get done before I retire.
That's awesome. And so I know that there's a poster session later this evening, so will you be present at that?
Yes.
And are you presenting anything at that poster session, or just going to walk around and talk to the other investigators?
No, I'm just going to absorb. I'm not presenting.
Yes.
And there's a poster session towards the end of the meeting that we're really proud of. So there is a research meeting that is held prior to the patient and family conference. And there's a period of overlap between the two. And what we're really proud of is getting the young investigators in contact with people who have ataxia.
Yeah.
And families who have to deal with having a family member with this disease, and we want the young investigators to appreciate and become committed to the ataxia research and the human aspects of ataxia.
Yeah, I would imagine that if you're in the research field and you are just researching the disease from a clinical standpoint, that you have some sort of passion about it. However, when you actually see the people who are affected, it just takes on a whole new life, and you probably have just a greater sense.
Yeah, it just becomes I can't tell you how much respect I hold the ataxia community. The patients are incredibly strong. Most of them are pretty nice people.
Yep.
I won't mention the couple that maybe are not quite. No, I can't. There's such a great group of people.
Yeah.
It just makes it all that much more important to have the research do what it's supposed to do.
I think so. I think so too. And I think the other thing that has stuck out to me from coming, you know, to the conferences and just being involved with the ataxia community is that these folks don't let themselves be defined by the ataxia.
No, not at all. Their personalities, they're just a great group of people.
Yeah. So you've had the good fortune of being able to work with some of them and connect those faces to the research that you're working on.
That's one thing that has been one I think of has been a really important benefit of being part of the ataxia community, is coming in contact with people with ataxia and their families. Getting to know them on the personal side.
So what would you like to say to those families and those people that have ataxia?
Yeah, I think the two big messages I'd like to get across today is, first of all, this is really a very exciting time for ataxia research. Like I alluded to earlier, for several of the ataxias, we are very close to having a drug go to a clinical trial, that the science is supportive of the idea that these drugs will be have some substantial clinical benefit, help the patient manage their course with the disease. And I think the second message is, I can't emphasize how important the National Ataxia Foundation and the ataxia community has been in terms of their support. There's the financial support, there's the patients stepping up to be part of research trials, clinical efforts, and just being there as emotional support, if you will, for the researchers. So a big thank you to all of the ataxia community.
Yeah, and I also think the National Ataxia Foundation does a really great job of bringing everybody together.
Yeah.
The researchers and the patients, and while they are here, giving them opportunities to network with so many others across the country mm-hmm. that have the same disease.
Yeah, both. Yeah, we get to network with other investigators. We get to network with people with ataxia from around the world, actually, and mm-hmm. not just across the country.
Yep.
It should be the International Ataxia Foundation, really. It's not just the U.S. NAF supports research from all around the world, and there are people here from many other countries.
Yeah, so it's just a great opportunity
It's a very vibrant, interactive community.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you very much, Harry, for spending a few minutes with us today and telling us about what's going on in your world of research. Very excited, looking forward to some of those clinical trials that are coming up soon.
So thank you so much, and thank you for calling me, Harry. I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome, Harry.
Okay.
Have
Goodbye.
A great day.
You too.
Yes. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Did You Know podcast. Please stay tuned because we have more great guests to come.
Imagine that. Dana Morrow, the Did You Know woman. For more great topics, go to iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, or join us on Facebook or at rideforjohn.org. Till next time, DYK.